struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, let's get this thing started. We got Michelle on the line. Second date update on the 20s.
Michelle Obama.
What? You know, right now, you're just going for public figures or celebrities. We're just giving all of our callers a nickname and nothing like creative, like
Michelle.
Like Michelin tires.
That's a good one.
There.
Or Michelle. Michelle, talk to you right now.
I love that. Yeah. Michelle, talk to you right now. Michelle, talk to us.
Yes, girl.
Now, Michelle. And apparently now you're French.
Yes.
Yeah. Michelle, tell us about your date, love. What happened?
I met Percy on Tinder. You know, he seemed like a good guy, so we got together, and we went on a ziplining adventure, which I had never been before, so it was super exciting for me. We had a great time. Afterwards, we had lunch, and then we just went home, and honestly, I thought there was going to be more, like maybe we'd go back to his place or something, but, you know, no big deal. It's the first date, so maybe he's shy, whatever, but I haven't heard from him since, and I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, you're like a unicorn.
Oh, you're fun.
We're going back to his place after the first date. And I was like, okay.
It was such a good time. You know, like, I thought we really clicked, and it was kind of a sexy
show me a good time. We click, you're going to get some.
That's right.
Yeah. Like I said, unicorn status, Michelle.
Take me zip line. I should zip down your pants.
Yes. Then follow the line.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm assuming you guys went to, remember Joe and I went one time.
Oh, North Shore Zipline, was it?
It's in Kahuku.
Kahuku area, yeah.
What is it called again? Climeworks.
Oh, Climeworks
at Kiana Farms.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. They're so nice. And the reason I want to give them a shout out, I did an endorsement for them.
Yeah.
And just such good people there.
Really?
Yeah, really. Wow. And then Joe and I, we went ziplining together.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
It was fun.
Bokkoli and everything, but it was a good time, so.
So then, like, they also have like a little obstacle course kind of thing.
Cool.
And you can rappel down.
Nice.
So, bro, you get big old Fat Joe over here.
Yeah, you.
Even though he's not big, but his name, he calls himself Fat Joe.
Yeah.
See, Fat Joe, rappel down. Bruh. I went first, right?
Yeah.
So I rappelled down. Everything was fine. The guy's like, okay, here we go, Joe. You're up. He comes down and it's like...
Oh, my goodness.
He gets to the ground like this. I went, thud.
Oh,
my God.
Bro, man, his yes.
Oh, no.
I was like, are you okay?
I looked up at everybody and said, I think I broke a butt cheek.
And Joe goes, he looks at me with his puppy dog eyes. He's like,
okay. But I finished the damn course, bro.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you. Well, Michelle, I hope that you had a better time. Well, we all had a great time there. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. That was the best part of it, though. I'm not going to lie. All right, so what was the guy's name again? I'm sorry.
His name is Percy.
Percy, okay. And, you know, you sound so fun and lively and vivacious. I don't know why you wouldn't get back to
it. It was a great time.
And optimistic. Like, you know, you sound very positive. You know what? Let's give this call right now, Michelle.
I would be like, bro, what's wrong with you? Stop being a little.
Yeah, you.
Percy.
Yeah. B-word.
All right. We're going to give him a call. Just stay quiet on the other line if you could, Michelle. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. Figure out what happened. See if we can get you all reconnected, okay?
All righty. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Let's see. Percy.
Hello?
Hello, is this Percy?
It is, yeah.
Hey, Percy, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
Jose.
We got MJ.
Hello.
Percy Jackson in a half.
Yeah. Show me one of them dragons.
Yeah, you are.
I love you guys' show.
No, I love you.
I love you, Mr. Jackson.
I don't love you back.
Yeah, wait a minute.
We got a bone to pick with you, but before we pick... said bone us three guys together.
Before we bone, bro.
Yeah, bone. All three of us men. College. We're on the air right now.
That's us.
We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's bone.
Right, back to the bone.
Yeah.
Bro, you could have got some, bro.
Yeah, there's this girl. You took her to, I'm assuming, Climeworks at Kiana Farms.
Great place to go.
Because I think that's the only zip lining I know of on Oahu.
No, there's more.
Okay, well, that's the one that matters.
Yes.
You guys had a great time. After that, you kind of peaced out and haven't gotten back to her since. Do you know who we're talking about?
Sounds like a fun girl.
Yeah, you mean No Panty Michelle.
What?
Okay.
Well, this is a revelation. Yes, Michelle is who we're talking about, but we didn't hear the NP Michelle part.
Well, yeah, I know what you guys are calling about. Michelle and I met on Tinder. We wanted to go ziplining because I've never been and I've always wanted. So I asked Michelle and she said she was down. So I picked her up and she had this skirt on and I was thinking in my head, like, is she really wearing a skirt here? Right?
I would have been like, do you know what ziplining is?
Yeah.
You're going to feel a draft.
Have you ever seen a parachute? Like, your skirt's about to turn into that.
Yes.
I was like, she's got to have some shorts under there or something, right? And then I actually asked her. I said, do you know what ziplining is? And she had said she'd seen it done before. And so I just left it at that, right? We did the ziplining. She was kind of scared, so she asked me to go first so she could see what the experience was like. And so I went down. And when I got down, I yelled out to her. I said, you can do this.
And she couldn't hear you. She's like,
what?
You look like a dot to me right now.
She then jumps and goes over me. And when I looked up, I couldn't believe my eyes. She had no underwear on.
Yeah. Yeah. She has some airing out to do, man.
Oh, what?
She had to do a nature clean.
Yes.
For me, I'm like, what the f***? Like, she knew we were going ziplining. No panties. Everyone in the bottom saw her thing.
The bat wing.
That's not a guy, Joe. What gender?
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for her. I was like, who does that? Like, I thought it was like a requirement to, like, wear shorts or pants or something.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know if you guys went to the same place, but, I'm pretty sure it is a requirement. I don't know. I mean, alarming thing is, like, okay, I'm a girl or I'm a guy. I don't care. Like, maybe I wear a skirt and I agree to go on a zip lining date with somebody.
Yeah.
I am unfamiliar, have never done it, but I probably watched a video of what that entails.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I conclude that it's okay for me to wear a skirt with no bibbidis on it.
No need, but I guess not.
And then, not the bat wing, but then, well, let's call it the tremor.
Yeah.
Like the Kevin Bacon movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is flying everywhere. Like, stop it. Stop, Joe.
That's a little
That's
a little bit too much.
Why am I not going fast on the zip line?
Oh. Get caught in the trees. Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
It's called aerodynamics, girl.
Hitting people on the head as you pass them.
Okay. Well, Percy, sorry. Michelle, she's been on the other line. She had called us to call you. She was wondering why you weren't getting back to her. Well, Michelle, I'm going to chalk this up to it was an innocent mistake.
I mean, I did check the website, and it did say shorts are recommended, but not required. I mean, I thought it would be sexy, you know. Isn't that kind of original? I obviously didn't know there were going to be so many people down there. That part I didn't.
Hey, look up, everybody!
She's over there going down the zip line, your free willing, your tremor. And all year is
Somebody dropped their kitty.
Everyone, we got Dr. Evil's cat.
Oh.
Ziplining right now.
It's a hairy one.
What's Dr. Evil's cat's name?
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Mr. Bigglesworth. Mr. Bigglesworth just like shining down.
Put away your Bigglesworth.
I mean, that was a plan, you know, like I played scared so he could go first. I just thought it was like super original and sexy, and the air did feel good. I'm not going to lie. It was nice to, you know, get a little fresh breeze, but I thought it was sexy. I didn't impress him. I'm so surprised that he, I don't know.
You just didn't anticipate having more than an audience of one.
Yes.
I didn't. That's fair enough.
Gotcha. Fair. Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, hey, Percy, you know, when you're in a relationship, not saying you guys are, but if things get to that level and that extent,
yes,
you want to be with someone who's going to keep things fresh and interesting. What better way than a girl on a first date that goes ziplining with you wearing a skirt and no underwear?
Man, it's hot, bro.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah,
I think just for me, like, I'm the kind of guy who, like, I would prefer that kind of play in private rather than in public.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that, but she didn't realize
that it was going to be on public. That public, yeah.
Her Bigglesworth was going to be on public display. How was she supposed to know?
Her hairless cat, right?
No, the plan definitely wasn't for a public display, but I mean, whatever. I don't think the naked body is something you should be ashamed of. So I wasn't like, oh my God. It was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on you.
Yeah, I mean, minus the female version of the Batwing flopping through the wind on the way down. Did you enjoy your time with her, Percy?
Yes.
The reason I'm asking this question, she sounds like, I mentioned this earlier.
Great time.
Super fun, very uplifting. Upbeat, gregarious, yeah. Jovial. To me, that's someone that I would like to spend time with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not you. You tell me.
No, it's not for me. Like, she's not for me. Like, I don't think
you're more boring now.
Yeah.
Did the Bigglesworth turn you off? Or, like, did you get a good shot? You're like, I don't
know. That's not what I'm looking for.
I mean, like, he sounds like he's fun because he wanted to go ziplining. So he's not boring. It's just that he didn't want that.
Yeah, but I mean, it was an accident. I think her intention, she was trying to give you a little sneak peek of the Bigglesworth.
Yeah.
And then
she, be working with.
She just didn't anticipate that there would be like a stadium audience there. So her intention was to kind of turn you on.
Right.
I guess in a weird, perverse turn of events, she ended up turning on the whole
people.
Bro, were there kids in there? I'm sorry, that's why I paused. Were there kids there?
I mean, it's a family-friendly place.
No.
I didn't take like a count of like who was all there and watching, but
so kids got baptized that day.
And the mom's over there, so that's where you came from.
Yes.
Looks just like that. All right, well, Percy, I personally think she sounds like a fun person, yeah. And maybe you guys do something that doesn't require any kind of aeronautics.
Yes.
Yeah, give her a second chance.
Yeah, you never know. She could share and stone you, yeah. And we'll find an establishment that has just the round tabletops.
Oh, yes.
With no covering around the bottom part of the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that way she can, I forget the Sharon Stone movie.
Single white female.
That was a different one. That's Jennifer Lee or something.
Was it?
Basic Instinct.
Yeah, Basic Instinct. That's
the one. There it is.
We just aged ourselves.
But you can get a sexy shot of the Bigglesworth. Take it from there. See where it goes, brother.
I mean, all I'm gonna have to prefer.
I'm going to have to pass. I appreciate it.
You don't know what you're missing. Or you already saw what you're missing, bro.
Right now, I can tell you, Michelle and Bigglesworth are very disappointed in you.
Scratch them, bro. Scratch them.